CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 8th of June 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB releases a video to celebrate Volunteers Week. Get involved with the GR2HQ Contest Challenge. Join the RSGB regional team. As Volunteers Week comes to an end, the RSGB would like to thank its volunteers once more for all they do. As part of the week-long event, the Society released a video about the volunteer team at the RSGB National Radio Centre. These volunteers welcome over 80,000 visitors to the centre every year and share amateur radio with them. Watch the video to discover the variety of things they do, as well as what they enjoy most about their role. You'll find the video on the RSGB site under Volunteers Week, and on that webpage you'll also be able to read about several volunteers in other RSGB roles. If you've been inspired by their stories and you'd like to give some time to support the RSGB and amateur radio, look at the vacancies on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. The RSGB Contest Committee is looking forward to the IARUHF Championship Contest on the 12th and 13th of July. This is a great opportunity for both individuals and clubs to get involved. During the contest, HQ stations represent their countries, and the RSGB station, GR2HQ, will be run by a network of about a dozen stations around the UK and Ireland. Building on the success of last year's GR2HQ Challenge, the RSGB Contest Committee has made some changes to encourage individual stations to work the GR2HQ station on each band mode slot. Sharing your QSO for scoring has also been made easier. The contest is open to both individuals and clubs, so why not encourage your club members to take part, whether they're regular contesters or not? Last year, thanks in part to those entering the GR2HQ Challenge, the RSGB Contest Committee improved its position from third to second and would like to improve that result still further. Could you take part and make a difference? For the full rules, go to the GR2HQ Challenge page on the Contest Committee website via rsgbcc.org. The RSGB has several volunteer vacancies within the regional team. If you're passionate about the future of amateur radio and support the work of the Society, then please apply now. These rewarding roles are an opportunity to support fellow radio amateurs in your area. Vacancies include district representative positions in Staffordshire, Oxfordshire and Dorset. To visit the full list of regional team volunteering vacancies, go to rsgb.org/volunteers. If you have questions about the district representative roles, contact the regional representative in that area, or you can contact board liaison Nathan Nuttall, Nuttall, 2Mike0, Oscar Charlie Charlie, for a chat via 2M0OCC at rsgb.org.uk. Special interactive spy event is taking place on Father's Day, Sunday the 15th of June, at the RSGB National Radio Centre. You'll have the opportunity to become a spy hunter, and using your special gadget will be tasked with finding hidden transmitters located around Bletchley Park. You'll need to decode more signals and uncover the location of the secret spy base. Two time slots are available, however spaces are limited to 12 in each group. Secure your place and treat your dad, granddad or other father figure to a fascinating day out by going to bletchleypark.org.uk and selecting the What's On option on the main menu. The activity is free to take part in, however entry to Bletchley Park is required. Don't forget that RSGB members get free access to the historic site as membership benefits. Download your voucher via rsgb.org/bpvoucher. Bunkerfest 2025 is taking place on the 14th and 15th of June. This exciting international festival will bring together amateur radio operators from over 13 national bunkers on the air schemes. For rules and activation details, visit www.bota.org. www.bwf.org/bunkerfest25. British Inland Waterways On the Air event will take place between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes, reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is now open. To sign up, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website, nharg.org.uk, and follow the By WOTA to 20,025 link. That's BIWOTA, figures 2025. Link. Are you called Nigel? If you are, you can join other amateur Nigels who are making plans to operate a special event station at what is hoped to be the largest ever gathering of Nigels in the world. The event will run from 20th to the 21st of September in Worcestershire. Details on how to get involved are on the GB1NN page, qrz.com. Now for details of rallies and event, Mendip's Radio Rally takes place today the 8th of June, Farringdon Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farringdon Gurney, BS396UA. Doors open 9:30 a.m. and refreshments and free parking are available. More details, contact Luke on 07870 168197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. On Saturday the 14th of June, Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Summer Rally will take place at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden in Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open 10 a.m, entry costs are £3, usual traders and caterers on site, and plenty of free parking will be available. For more information, contact Martin Shaw, 07587709006, or email rally.radars@hotmail.com. The East Sussex Wireless Revival, also known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, is due to take place on Sunday the 15th of June at Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road, Curtin, IP10 0PW. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and the entry fee for visitors is £3. The venue has free car parking. Visitors will be able to enjoy trade stands and a car boot sale, bring and buy area and special interest groups. An HF station will be operating with a call sign GB4SWR. Catering and an RSGB bookstall will be available on site. More details from Kevin, G8MXV, on 07710 046 846, and visit eswr.org.uk. Special event news, ARI Fidenza Radio Club is operating today the 8th as IY4RXO. The station is active to raise awareness of the historical value of the Guglielmo Marconi's steam yacht Elettra. A number of important radio communication experiments were conducted on board the vessel. More information, contact IY4RXO at qrz.com. Members of the James Clark Maxwell Radio Society will be active with special call sign GB2JCM from Parton Kirk near Castle Douglas in Dumfriesshire. On the 14th and 15th of June, the station will be active to commemorate the birth of the Society's namesake. Operators will be waiting for your call on the 40 and 20 metre bands. More information from the GB2JCM page on qrz.com. DX News now. Martin, MW0BRO, is active again as ZC4GW from Decalia on Cyprus until tomorrow the 9th. He operates CW some SSB 40 to 6 metre bands QSL via M0URX's OQRS. Remo, HB9SHD, is active as V51 stroke call sign whilst touring Namibia until the 15th of June. He's using SSB digital 40 to 6 metre bands QSL via Logbook of the World. Contest news, RSGB National Field Day started at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 7th, then 1500 UTC today, Sunday the 8th of June. CW 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Today the 8th, UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 0900 to 1500 UTC, all modes on the 23, 13 and 9 centimetre bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 MEGS FM Activity Contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC. FM on the 77s band, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 10th, the RSGB 432 Megs UK Activity Contest 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 77s band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 11th, RSGB 432 Megs FT Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange is report and 4-character locator. Same day, RSGB 432 Megs FT8 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 77s band. If you're in one, you can join the other. On Wednesday the 11th, the RSGB 80-meter CW Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, CW on the 80-meter band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Thursday the 12th, RSGB 50 Megs UK Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes on the 6-meter band, exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The IARU ATV contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 14th, ends 1800 UTC on Sunday the 15th of June. Using TV on the 77s band and up, the exchange is picture quality, serial number 4, digital code and locator. Sunday the 15th, the second 144 Megs Backpacker contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 2-meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Sunday the 15th, the Practical Wireless 2-meter QRP contest runs 0900 to 1600 UTC, AM, FM, SSB and CW on the 2-meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Note that 5 watts is the maximum power allowed in this contest. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO, they write, last week's HF propagation was heavily influenced by unsettled geomagnetic conditions. This was caused by a combination of coronal mass ejections and a strong solar wind from a coronal hole. The coronal mass ejection, or CME for short, followed a solar flare from sunspot 4100 on the 31st of May at 0005 UTC. The explosion lasted more than 3 hours. Type 2 radio emissions from shockwaves within the CME cloud suggested it was travelling at 1,938 kilometres per second, or 4.3 million miles an hour. Eventually the BZ swung south. This meant that the interplanetary magnetic field more easily coupled with Earth's magnetic field. The result was the KP index got up to 7.67 on the 1st of June. The auroral effects were reported as being due to co-rotating interaction region, or CIR, a region in space where fast and slow solar wind streams collide, creating a compressed area with enhanced plasma and magnetic fields. The KP index was 7 or more for four 3-hour periods. This pushed the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000-kilometre path below 14 megs at times, which wasn't conducive to good DXing. On Thursday the 5th of June, it looked as though we were past the worst and KP index was back down to a more reasonable 2.33. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined from a recent high of 164 on the 31st of May to a low of 134 on the 5th of June. HF propagation was being driven by the geomagnetic conditions with a general lowering of the maximum usable frequency. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start the week at about 155 and stay around 150. More worryingly, geomagnetic conditions are again predicted to be unsettled after this weekend, with a maximum KP index of 6 on the 13th of June. So, unsettled geomagnetic conditions plus the HF summer doldrums means HF DX via F2 layer propagation may be hard to find, so make the most of the 10-meter sporadic E short skip openings instead. Now for VHF and up, last week has offered an example of what a good sporadic E season should look like. On Tuesday the 3rd of June in particular, the 6-meter band sounded like the 20-meter band, and at its peak, activity extended all the way up to the 2-meter band. This coming week has an unsettled flavour with several areas of low pressure and weather fronts involved together with heavy showers between. This means rain scatter will be a supported mode on the gigahertz band. There's a slight hint of a slow improvement during the week, but not really any high pressure showing up until right at the end of the coming week, so there's a chance of tropo propagation for the second for the second 144 Megs Backpacker Contest on Sunday the 15th. Beaten by the clock. Meteor Scatter is always interesting in June with four showers to play with during the month. The early ones are the Areotids, which peaked on Saturday the 7th of June. Good news for the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest on Thursday the 12th. The Zeta Perseids peak tomorrow the 9th of June, and there will be a couple of other showers later in the month. This is probably also why sporadic key prospects improve about now. Aurora has also been much in evidence recently. Despite the light summer evenings and short nights, the chances of radio aurora continue to be important, so monitor for high KP values above about 5. The advice for some who have not yet worked sporadic is to check the 6-metre band around tea time. There are, of course, usually two primary periods when sporadic is more likely, one in the morning, second in the late afternoon and evening. A morning opening may repeat in the afternoon in similar conditions, locations, although usually the weather trigger may have moved a little in the meantime. Check the jet stream charts at propquest.co.uk. By following the sporadic blog tab, the daily commentary will highlight the important directions each day. You can hopefully test out the system on Thursday the 12th of June in the 50 Megs UK Activity Contest. EME path losses were at a maximum with apogee when the moon is at its furthest from the Earth on Saturday the 7th of June. Declination reaches maximum on Wednesday the 11th, so moon windows are short and peak elevation low. 144 Meg sky noise peaks around the 11th and 12th of June. EME conditions were classed as poor this weekend and are classed as poor to moderate on the 14th and the 15th of June. That's it from the propagation team. That's all from me also until next week.